And for every elephant they appointed 1,000 men, armed with coats of mail and with helmets of brass on their heads. And beside this, for every beast were ordained 500 horsemen of the best. These were ready at every occasion. Wheresoever the beast was, and wheresoever the beast went, they went also, neither departed they from him. And upon the beasts were there strong towers of wood, which covered every one of them, and were girt fast unto them with devices. There were also upon every one 32 strong men that fought upon them, beside the Indian that ruled him. As for the remnant of the horsemen, they set them on this side and on that side at the two parts of the host, giving them signs what to do, and being harnessed all over amidst the ranks. Now when the sun shone upon the shields of gold and brass, the mountains glistened therewith, and shined like lamps of fire. So part of the king's army, being spread upon the high mountains, and part on the valleys below, they marched on safely and in order. Wherefore all that heard the noise of their multitude, and the marching of the company, and the rattling of the harness were moved, for the army was very great and mighty. Then Judas and his host drew near and entered into battle. And there were slain of the king's army 600 men. Eleazar also, surnamed Savaran, perceiving that one of the beasts armed with royal harness was higher than all the rest, and supposing that the king was upon him, put himself in jeopardy to the end he might deliver his people and get him a perpetual name. Wherefore he ran upon him courageously through the midst of the battle, slaying on the right hand and on the left, so that they were divided from him on both sides. Which done, he crept under the elephant, and thrust him under, and slew him. Whereupon the elephant fell down upon him, and there he died. Howbeit the rest of the Jews, seeing the strength of the king and the violence of his forces, turned away from them. Then the king's army went up to Jerusalem to meet them, and the king pitched his tents against Judea and against Mount Sion. But with them that were in Bethsura he made peace, for they came out of the city because they had no victuals there to endure the siege, it being a year of rest to the land. So the king took Bethsura and set a garrison there to keep it. As for the sanctuary, he besieged it many days, and set there artillery with engines and instruments to cast fire and stones, and pieces to cast darts and slings. Whereupon they also made engines against their engines, and held them in battle a long season. Yet at the last, their vessels being without victuals, for that it was the 7th year, and they in Judea that were delivered from the Gentiles, had eaten up the residue of the store. There were but a few left in the sanctuary, because the famine did so prevail against them that they were fain to disperse themselves, every man to his own place. At that time Lysias heard say that Philip, whom Antiochus the king, whilst he lived, had appointed to bring up his son Antiochus that he might be king, was returned out of Persia and Media, and the king's host also that went with him, and that he sought to take unto him the ruling of the affairs. Wherefore he went in all haste, and said to the king and the captains of the host and the company, "We decay daily, and our victuals are but small, and the place we lay siege unto is strong, and the affairs of the kingdom lie upon us. Now, therefore, let us be friends with these men, and make peace with them and with all their nation, and covenant with them that they shall live after their laws, as they did before. For they are therefore displeased, and have done all these things, because we abolished their laws." So the king and the princes were content. Wherefore he sent unto them to make peace, and they accepted thereof. Also the king and the princes made an oath unto them, whereupon they went out of the stronghold. Then the king entered into Mount Sion, but when he saw the strength of the place, he broke his oath that he had made, and gave commandment to pull down.